Florida Attorney General on another horrific murder allegedly by illegal alien. This was preventable. By Hannah Knudsen on April 8, 2026. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeer says the horrific murder of a woman who was bludgeoned to death at a Fort Myers gas station on April 3 was totally preventable, pointing to the fact that the suspect is a Haitian national in the U.S. illegally who benefited from former President Joe Biden's open border policies. This horrific murder was preventable. Even as Florida arrests hundreds of criminal aliens every day, 4 years of the Biden admin's open border policies continue to wreak havoc on our communities, Uthmeer said in a social media post. Members of Congress pushing for amnesty should be ashamed. There is no dignity in allowing more American victims at the hands of those who have no right to be in our country, he added. Uthmeer shared confirmation from the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, indicating that the man accused of bludgeoning a woman with a hammer in Fort Myers, Florida, is, indeed, an illegal immigrant. The murder occurred on April 3, as emergency personnel responded to an incident at a gas station. Surveillance footage shows the suspect, Robert Joaquin, smashing the victim's windshield and bludgeoning her in the head with a hammer repeatedly. According to DHS, the woman was a clerk at the gas station. The Fort Myers Police Department, FMPD, in coordination with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, located Joaquin and arrested him. DHS revealed in a press release that the illegal immigrant entered the United States in August 2022 and was subsequently released into the U.S. Interior by the Biden administration. While a federal judge issued his final order of removal that same year, the Biden administration granted him temporary protected status, which expired in 2024, per DHS. DHS Acting Assistant Secretary Lauren Biss reiterated that this man should never have been in the United States. This illegal alien barbarically hit this woman in the head multiple times with a hammer. This heinous murderer was released into the country by the Biden administration, she pointed out. Not only did the Biden administration release him into the country, but they then gave him temporary protected status. Their reckless immigration policies cost this woman her life, Biss continued. The arrest of this criminal is an example of how ICE and local authorities can work together to swiftly bring criminals to justice and make our communities safer.